We continue with Mishnah Berurah Min Yom Hilchos Shabbos Siman Shin Chav Hey. We're in the middle of Sif Yadalid. We're up to Sif Tezvav. It says the Mechaber, Any Yehudi Shehevi B'Shabbos Chalal, and if a non-Jew brings Chalilin, a musical instrument which they used to use in order to cause people to cry more at a funeral, Lispo Behem Yisrael, in order for a Jew to use them in order to be eulogize the dead, Lo Yispo Behem Lahuv Lo Achayrim, Both the person whom it was brought for and anybody else cannot benefit from this until the time that it would take to get it from that place after Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah points out that even though we have said in the past that when it comes to an Issur D'Rabbanan, others are not prohibited, here, since it was brought Derech Rishus HaRabim, it is an Issur D'Oraisa was performed on it, it is prohibited for others as well. Until Bechdesha Yasa. And the Mishnah Berurah adds that if it was brought through a Sratia, which is the public thoroughfare where everybody sees it being brought, then it will be prohibited to use forever because it will be something which was done Bifar Hesia, which we saw in the last if, is prohibited to use forever. Continues the Mechaber, Miyada Bavada Shemakom Ploni Havim B'Shabbos. If you know that it was brought from a specific place, Yamtin La Erev Kedesh Yavo Me Oso Makom, then you judge based on how far away that place is in order to get it, how long it would take to get it from there after Shabbos. Then everybody can use it. That is the Shir Bechdei Sheyase, if you know the exact place that it was brought from. This is true when it was brought through Rishas HaRabim because the Nisud Doraisa was performed on it. However, if it was brought through a Carmelis, which is only in Nisud Rabbanan, Miyad, as we saw in the past, if it is only an Isser in Dirabanan, then we say that you do not need to wait Bichtei Sheyase. The Mishnah Berurah points out that this not only refers to others, but even to the person himself, that he does not need to wait Bichtei Sheyase. But we saw earlier that the person himself does have to wait Bichtei Sheyase by an Isser Dirabanan. So says the Mishnah Berurah, there's a difference between the Tchum and the Carmelis. An Isser Tchumen is more chamur, and therefore you need to wait Bichtei Sheyase. But a Carmelis is only an Isser Darabanan, which is more kal, so therefore the Chazal said that you don't need to wait Bichtei Sheyase, even the person whom it was brought for. Sivta Zayin, Safik im huvu michutz ha-tchum o mitoch ha-tchum, if you're not sure whether it came from within the tchum or outside the tchum, choshin shel michutz ha-tchum huvo, we are concerned that maybe it came from within the tchum, and you need to be machmir, that you can't use it, and you have to wait until after Shabbos, the Shir of Bichdei Sheyase. The Shaar Tzion says that this comes from Rabbi Kiva Eger, because even though we said that a Suffolk, a Tchum, in general, we would be more Makil, as we see in Siftes, Motzai Shabbos, you can use it Miyad, you don't need to wait the Shir of Bichdei Sheyase by a Suffolk, because we rely on those opinions that say that it's okay entirely. So here, by a suffix, yet we are machmir and say you need to wait even Chdei Sheyase, says the Shaar Tzion in the name of Rabbi Kiva Eger, that's because by a mace for the dead, we are machmir more. Potentially, alts kavod for the mace. Simen shin chavav, dina rechitza b'shabes, sif alef, aser lerchotz kol gufo. It is prohibited to wash your entire body, afilu kol eiver v'eiver levad, even doing limb by limb, afilu maim shuch me'er of Shabbos, even if the water was heated up from before Shabbos. Benim him b'kli, benim him b'karka, whether it be in a utensil of some sort or in the ground. Afilu ishbo hamayim al gufo lishtatev aser, even to take a shower, to pour the water on you is prohibited. Aval mutter lerchotz ben panav yadav v'raglav, you can wash your face, hands, and feet with water which was heated up from before Shabbos. The Rama adds, Oshar evarim kol she'en rochetz kol gufo, or the rest of your limbs, as long as you do not wash your entire body. And says the Mishnah Berurah, rubo kukulo, and therefore you should not wash majority of your body either. The Mishnah Berurah explains that the prohibition here is one of exera that we're afraid that you might come to heat up water on Shabbos. If we allow you to wash your body on Shabbos with hot water that was heated up before Shabbos, maybe you'll come to heat up water on Shabbos. It's also potentially for the Gzeres HaBalanim that the bathhouse attendants used to heat up the water on Shabbos even though they said it was being done before Shabbos, and we don't want that to happen either. The Mishnah Berurah also adds that when it comes to a woman who is wearing Levanim during her time of Shiva Nikiyim, so she is allowed to wash herself in order to make sure that she does not have any Ksamim, etc. with water, which was heated up from before Shabbos. She should just be careful not to get it on her clothes, because there's an issue of schita. As well, says the Mishnah Berurah, that there are some women who don't wear levanim on Shabbos and Yontif because they can't wash themselves out. And if that is a minhag in that place, you can be mekel, but it is obviously better not to do so. One should try to wear levanim during the Shiva Nikim. The Be'er Halacha adds that if someone is mitzdayer, that he's very uncomfortable, even if he is not a chola chola guf, it is mutter for him to wash his body with water that was heated up before Shabbos. We will be mekel for that person. The Rabbi Kiva Eger explains the reason for this kula is that this is lighter than a regular shvus, which is more chomer, which we would not be mekel just for mitzvah, rather require a chola. Since this is only mikolach gzeira, that we're afraid that you might come to eat up the water, Chazal were more mekel in a situation of mitzdayer not to apply this gzeira. Rosh Shlomo Zalman is machalik between the gzeira of shirkas salmanim, that we don't allow you to make the medicine, versus this, where mitzdayer we are not mekel on that gzeira, but mitzdayer we are mekel on this gzeira, and says Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that this gzeira is only mishum over a aveira, so we won't apply it to a mitzdayer.